Vicente and I also touched on just a few of the many programs that the Coalition runs in the Latino community.
We, as the Ohio Hispanic Coalition, we are a 501c3 nonprofit agency providing direct services to the community. We provide direct services in four large departments, which we believe out of these four departments, anybody who moves to the United States, they will need to know or they need to respect specific rules here to survive and to succeed in life. One is obviously youth and education. Obviously, we try to make sure, you know, that we run an after-school program Monday to Friday during school calendar year. We kind of pretty much teach the kids in homework, reading, writing in English and Spanish, the cultural piece too as well. And I think that the, one of the most important pieces is to maintain identity. Because when we have seen it when they grow to high school, and that's where the problems start happening. You know, they don't know who they are. They don't know if this group or that group will accept them. So to us is identity, make sure you know that you have a strong individual to grow up and be able to handle whatever is coming to them. We have a summer enrichment camp, you know, because we noticed during summertime as well, the kids were running a little bit behind as well when they go back to school. So we do some activities that we teach them math, whether it's an activity that is fun, you know, we just include the math in the game, reading and writing too as well. And then obviously, you know, activities that are fun for them too as well. And then we have some other programs like English classes, ESL classes, citizenship classes. We have a class too as well. We have a computer, small computer lab where the kids...
Where are all of these classes and where did they all take place?
We have two community centers.
Okay.
We have one in the west side in the corner of Wilson and Sullivan.
Okay.
And then we have one in the east side in Guayho. So we're kind of like, you know, and we're planning to open another one here in the north side by probably maybe 161. So going back to the departments, youth and education, health,
mm-hmm.
obviously, you know, getting access to health,
mm-hmm.
because immigrants, when they move into the United States, that matter Latinos and non-Latinos, the first generation, usually the level of getting access to healthcare is really low. And for overall, you know, when they grow up older, they have so many medical problems.
Mm-hmm.
It happens with the Irish, it happens with Italians, it happens with everybody, and obviously Latinos are not the exception. Safety, I think, is one of the huge problems. Do you know that we don't really hear about it? But we need to make sure, you know, safety, we're talking about, you know, using the seatbelt, car seat for the babies, making sure, you know, when winter time, they don't bring the grill inside the house because they want probably, you know, to get warm and either start a fire, prevent a fire, or they ended up dying from carbon monoxide intoxication. So we need to teach that. We need to educate that. And then on safety, we have the domestic violence and sexual assault prevention program too as well. And then we have the interpretation and translation services, which I guess everybody who moved into the United States, they want to learn English. It's extremely difficult. There is not really many ways to learn English, and that's what the reason they make it tough for immigrants to learn English. But everybody knows they need to learn English, you know, somehow. But in between, we need interpreters. As I mentioned before, the Ohio Hispanic Coalition was the one agency who was leading the team who made the interpreter services happen in the city. We train interpreters, we train people who speak two languages, three or more languages, who wants to become medical interpreters. We provide the training to as well. We have provide training on tactical Spanish to police officers, firefighters, teachers. So basically we teach, you know, the tactical Spanish basically rather than focusing on the grammar, because many times they don't have the time really, you know, to go to the basically we teach the tactical Spanish they will use in the field.